Listen Up Audiobooks presents Bitter Blood, a true story of Southern family pride, madness, and multiple murder. Written by Jerry Bledsoe. Narrated by Kevin Stillwell. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1. Part 1. The House on Covered Bridge Road. 1. Dolores was late. That was unlike her, and Marjorie Chinnock was concerned. Marjorie and Dolores Lynch met every Sunday morning in the parking lot of Grace Episcopal, a small granite church in South Louisville. Usually, Marjorie arrived first and waited for Dolores' car to come down the long drive to the back of the church. Dolores would park beside her, and they would go inside, where Dolores always went to the restroom before they entered the sanctuary. After the 30-minute service, they would join other church members in the parish hall for coffee, a time Dolores particularly enjoyed. Unlike Marjorie, Dolores was gregarious and often made herself the center of attention at these gatherings. Afterward, she and Marjorie would walk to their cars and chat until Dolores said, "Well, I must go. Janie will have our donuts." Dolores lived in a country house 17 miles from the church, and during the 3 years she and Marjorie had been attending church together, her daughter Janie had been a student at the University of Louisville School of Dentistry, training for her third career. Janie had a student apartment at the downtown campus, but she often spent weekends.